are tuned in to Rada's podcast. All right. And this is your girl, Shan, the silly one, the throw goat. What's up? I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. And if you are a podcaster, like I discussed in this episode, don't sleep on yourself, okay? If you need a little bit of guidance, I got you. Lulu.com for the podcast books. Put in the podcast journal and you will see one book that turns into two books that turns into three books. And it's a write-in journal for you to create however you want to create. And if you're looking for me, just check out shanbpodden.com. Enjoy the episode.
My beginnings was intense. Who'd have thought I'd go legit?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We coming blacker than Black Panther 2. Nobody this thorough, that's the truth. Never go against the family, that's something you don't do. Don't get Eddie Kane trying to sing your way back in the group, nah. Stars in the ceiling, got sun in the building, rep that 718. It's hard to depart from that feeling, careful selling weight. The DA be watching who dealing, get yourself straight before they find that paraphernalia. For those who claim 100 million on taxes, beautiful actresses, street dudes who turn activists who used to move packages. No nine, still here to remove the wall that I'm back against. Legitimize all your hustles before the gavel hit. It takes waking up early to face the moment, debating should I save it or blow it. I mean, it's only some paper. None of my neighbors too nosy. The Joneses owning some acres to be the greatest is lonely, but it chose me. I take it, whatever the case may be. I'm out of space, so deep. NASA without the A at the end. Take off on three. What's the cost of a CD? With 1500 places, one sale. What's that? The 1500 P's on one scale for a starving artist trying to sneak out and reroute. Originality I seek out. Let's clean house to Black homeowners. Check it out. To Black homeowners, take over and throw the lease out. This, that, movie reel, the Jordan Peele of this thing. Low-key, bullshit, pulling strings behind the scenes. All my soul is for my kids and the cold shit I done did. All them O's I tried to flip, who'da thought I'd go legit? Yeah. And the cold shit I done did. Pretty girls who let me hit, who'da thought I'd go legit? Yeah. And the cold shit that you did. All them O's who tried to flip, who'da thought you'd go legit? Grown man business, COVID closed jail visits. Stove still lit, many still on the scales with it. System failed, my niggas in the trial hearing no bail. Eyewitness showed up and snitches. I read Jesus' diary and ran to tell the streets. No, this ain't no hype, we in the belly of the beast. All they said was I would be a felon, be deceased. Instead I'm in Margiela and Loewe with the crease. The consummate, kill them all, call the bomb squad and the SWAT for this. Got off the block for this. All my soul is for the kids and the cold shit that I did. Pretty girls who let me hit, it's only right I went legit. And the cold shit I done did. All them O's I tried to flip, who'd have thought I'd go legit? Yeah.
I do it for y'all.
And the cold shit that you did. All them O's you tried to flip, who'd have thought you'd go legit?
Do it for y'all.
Yeah, we was just chillin' on the sofa. No job, no school, ghetto babies. I was small time to big time. You could do it too, go legit. Yeah, believe in yourself. Live the life you deserve. That's how we do. I ain't forget the roaches and mice. I ain't forget all that.
Hey Riders, this is Ashley, and I just want to say congrats on your 100th episode of Riders Live. Keep up the good work and great material, and I hope to listen to 100 more episodes.
Oh man, T, I appreciate the support, man. I appreciate you downloading it. I appreciate all the game you've been giving me. It's definitely going down, bro. I'm finna take this shit to the moon and back, man. Yeah, though.
Hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, yo, it's a brother, Ben Malik. Yo, listen to me. My brother has it 100 episode. You know what I'm saying? So, go and support this 100 episode, bro. It's live. Me, Ben Malik, talking from Cameron. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Support the man, that's wonderful. Whoa. Keep going on, my brother. Let's go.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your partner, Uncle Dolomite, host of the Too Much Game Podcast. Dropping through to show love and say congratulations to the homie Roddice on 100 episodes. That's a big fucking accomplishment, dog. Most podcasts don't even make it to fucking 12. And he got 100 of them things. Man, here's to 1,000 more. Congratulations, homie.
Hello, this is Gerardo. Radish, I just want to congratulate you on your 100th episode. Thank you.
What's up, cuz? Congratulations on your 100th episode of Rod is Love. This is Trippy World. Much love.
Mabruk ala Radis ala 100th episode.
What's up, Rodis? This is JR from West Virginia Uncommon. Please, congratulations on episode 100. Now, let's go back in time. Season 3, episode 5. Bad Business. That is one of my favorite episodes because every time you get on the mic, you speak a truth and you speak a certain level of, how can I put it, authority, and your perspective on business, on life, and how people should treat people and how society shouldn't be split is pretty revolutionary to the extent of this. Being an artist, owning your business and doing everything you do in life, you never stray away from the person that you are. Like, you stay true to who you are, and you let the audience and you let people who engage with you notice this about you. So once again, congratulations, Rodis. Rodis Live, great podcast, episode 100. Keep it going. Keep the steam moving.
Hey, Rodis, I just wanted to drop by and say congratulations on making 100 episodes. As you know, as being a new podcaster, this thing is so intimidating, but so exhilarating in so many ways. And the fact that you've been able to achieve 100 episodes consecutively is a big achievement. And congratulations on doing that. I love your work. I love you as a mentor. I'm looking forward to seeing 100 more, listening to 100 more. So once again, congratulations. Love the work that you do. Love the inspiration that you provide. And like I said, being a mentor and everything else, glad to be able to work alongside you, know you. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations.
100번째 팟캐스트 에피소드가 된 것을 축하드립니다.
What's up? This is Rosie, the Haitian mama from the Mama Life podcast. I just wanted to say congratulations on your 100th episode. Oh my God, that is so good. I love your vibe. I love the conversations. Keep it up. Let's pray for 100 more. You know you're dope and your podcast is dope. So congrats. Happy 100.
Felicidades, Rodis, and to podcast Rodis Live for el episodio número 100. Felicidades.
Yo, what up, Rodis? This is Jay Christian from the Cognac Room Podcast. Brother, I just want to congratulate you on 100 episodes. You're doing your thing, and I'm proud of you. Just keep up the great work, man. Do not take your foot off the gas, bro. Keep going.
Yo, 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 what's up, man? It's your man Harrison from the 8 Morning 92 podcast. And you already know what we do. We keep it 100, which comes in handy for the man Rodis himself. Rodis Live is celebrating his 100th episode. And you know he had to call the 100 boys themselves to come and give a shout out, which we would love to do, man. We got to turn it up one time big. 100 episodes is a great feat, man. One of the dopest out there who helps us and pushes us to do great things ourselves. So we want to make sure we give back and tell y'all to go ahead and support our man Rodis on this great, great triumph, man. So y'all make sure y'all go ahead and support. I'm holding it down for you while I'm out here in deployment, but I will be back soon to turn up with you boys. So make sure y'all go ahead and tune in. And man, we are proud of you, man. Congrats.
Welcome to Rodus Live. I am your host, Rodus. This is my 100th episode. This is the 100th episode of Rodus Live podcast. And I'm proud that we made it. We made it together. I want to thank all the fans, foreign and domestic. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank all the podcasters that helped me on my journey. I appreciate y'all. So right now, I'm going to highlight the top 10 episodes out of my 100 episodes of Rodus Live podcast. But what I want to say is I did an episode called Cream de la Creme. And shout out to all the amazing podcasters that was involved in that episode. I want y'all to go back and listen to that. So with that being said, let's get into another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Season 2, Episode 22, KKK, That's What's Poppin'. Season 2, Episode 16, Gentrification, That's What's Poppin'. Season 2, Episode 14, Who You With, That's What's Poppin'. Season 2, Episode 15, Easy Does It, That's What's Poppin'. Season 2, Episode 21, Pussy, That's What's Poppin'. What's Poppin' Bonus, That's What's Poppin'. Season 2, Episode 17, Hey Rah Rah, That's What's Poppin'. Season 2, Episode 19, Power, That's What's Poppin'. Season 2, Episode 18, Sheep Society, That's What's Poppin'. Season 2, Episode 20, Snapchat, That's What's Poppin'.
Yo, I want to say congratulations to my boy Rodus on his podcast, Rodus Live, on his 100th episode. Y'all check him out. Peace.
Yo, what's up, Rodus? This is your girl, Trap Queen 517. I want to send you a huge congratulations for having your 100th episode on Rodus Live. This podcast is hot. Can't wait to keep it going and see more episodes. Congrats again.
Congratulations, Rodus, on your 100th episode of Rodus Live. Congratulations and all the best to you.
Felicitaciones a Rodus en su episodio número 100.
Hey guys, this is Nora.
And Terrell.
From Lost Weeks Podcast.
Stopping by to Rich Rodus, happy 100 episodes. You did it, bro. Keep grinding. Keep doing your things. Much love from Lost Weeks.
Woo, you did it. 100 episodes.
Yep.
This is Francine Williams of My Admin Friend LLC. Just want to congratulate you, Rodus, on 100 episodes of Rodus Live. I'm so proud of you, my friend. Keep it going.
Felicidades, Rodus, por tu episodio número
100. Hey, yo, what up? What it is? How you feeling? How you living? How you being? It's your girl Mags of Wolf Pussy Monologues Podcast. Just dropping some love for my boy Rodus Live Podcast. Oh man, he done hit that 100th episode. I just want to say congratulations, my brother. You're doing an excellent job. Please keep it up. Keep grinding. Keep shining. Wolf Pussy, out.
Since I feel like Nas dropped the album of the year, it's only right that Nas is the Rodus Live 100th episode What's Poppin' Artist of the Day. Let's get it.
Queensbridge, baby. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Not niggas I really met through music shit. It be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long story so fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions. Nightmares of the cast, thoroughbred surviving, you know. We
Welcome home, Ronnie Bumps, and love to call it. That boss ordered us lobster tails late night in 40. We was out there trying to rid the stress. Had a beat tape from Stretch, Rest, Black Tech, Black Vest, to match the dark aura. We hit the city deep in the Explorer, looking at the source. Wish I was the cover story that was coming shortly. Cars back then had broad packed in. Rest in peace of you good men, the guard star Kim. I pop a bottle, we not promise tomorrow. Showing love is the motto. Flicks a cowboy hat, strapped like desperados. They lit went out the chamber, no iron fired in a vegetative state. When that man China died, stomped out on 12th Street. Memory fails me, heard homie was a real G. That's what they tell me, I was the one to run through the functions, no funny acting. And it was me that introduced many to money bags and Grandmaster Vic, the DJs, Disco Twins. From the towers to Promenade, host a party up in Starless, they know Queens in the house. No beef for rivals, they playing ether or title. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text over like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing, I had to hold it down for Queens, cause I overvalue fiends. Shout to Brooklyn all between. Hoods be overlapping, subways be stacked. And I ain't been on a train in decades, and I can still hear the wheels on the tracks. Feel the beat break, serial D-face for Jakes. A license to carry still ain't safe in New York State. There's still a lot of ways to manage the life expectancy average. The future of our next generation ain't been established. Conflicted by some of the same patterns that had us. Money and social status, tell me what really matters. So who are you when they turn off all the cameras? With me, you know the answers. Go ask Tony Bennett, Terrace on the Park, they gotta know. DJ Clue, Envy and Camilo. Where are my most beautiful queens in the house? When you see me at awards or a popular place, I see chains shining, I wanna stock it over my face. Coordinated, try to see me by some popular names. For a second, I'm on some shit like it was back in the days when dudes would really put that thing onto your ribcage and pull a switchblade, do anything, it's the bridgeway. But I ghost through, roll through, just sold out the O2. Piece on my neck in a high-tech polo suit. Drove down Van Wyck, Coliseum and Stan Smith's. Tan blick in the desert, brick town where my mans live. Not niggas I really met through music shit. It be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long story so fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions. Nightmares of the cast, thoroughbred surviving, you know. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I'm on some shit, boy. Make it a classic tonight. That money getting burrowed by that action, that's right. Thunderous.
What up, Thunny Thun Thun?
Mad Thunderous.
Okay, now.
Manhattan keeps on making it. Yeah. Brooklyn keeps on taking it. Yeah. Bronx keeps creating it. Yeah. And Queens keep on caking it. Shouts to the West Side, to the Six Borough, Far Rock, South Side, and North Side.
Queens in the house.
Your eardrum de-virginized by the music is a
eardrums de-virginized from the words of mine. Just a word of advice, you can't murder knives. All my niggas certified, we got certain ties. Streets was the office, we didn't need a shirt and tie. In my AMI, weather like the Virgin Isles. I ain't got no jury on, cause I'm made of ice. Element surprise, move with the passing of Christ. To Portofino, sitting high in the cliff. From a younger dude with a crew, and we was working the shift. Your South Park cartoon characters, I'm convinced. They never been scared to death while staying calm in the twist. I creeped in a jean jacket, headband, and Nikes. I ain't like to dodge fights as I rode my bike. And I was looking at these people thinking they just might make me come out my cool character, break through the smooth barriers, go crazy. CeeLo Green, Gnarls Barkley. Before I even pulled to the spot, they try to park me. I'm used to dark scenes, that's why I spark green. Why I pour wine? They don't stock these, I gotta order mine. Malcolm X departed at the Audubon. Seen so many slaughtered, I'm numb, never mortified. All black Audemars, you claim yours was one of one. We timepiece monsters, every season we be on the hunt. Jeepers, creepers, America's a baby that's teething. Shitting on itself, crying for its next feet. As odd as it gets, it's not even a toddler yet. Gang members got nothing on these congressmen. Plus Ray Liotta and James Condon, iconic actors who were redemption for these mob guys. We easing on down the road for the third win. Who's bad is up and is stuck, feel the whirlwind. Like young Quincy Jones stuck outside the club to Ray Charles Snuckerman. Oughta be young again, but right now it's like I got the power of 100 men. Nas a hit like Michael and Quincy on the run again.
Eardrums de-virginized from the words of mine. Just a word of advice, you can't murder Nas. All my niggas certified, we got certain ties. I'm activated, my hair might spark flames. Aviator frames, bandages, lambing, this is stage. From a stretcher I wave. Even if I never had two arms full of Grammys or responsive from Pepsi, I'd still be honorary. Like Quincy on the trumpet, Hit-Boy on the drum kit. Nasty like Michael, no vocals, I overdub it. Bouncing off the wall, always starting something. Behind the scenes of the Thriller video, big budgets. Moonwalking, smooth criminal talking. I'm changing colors right now till I'm dark skin. Adam Clayton Powell, complexion the Baldwins. Andy, are you okay watching me transforming? Pinky ring glitter like the socks and the glove. Know some money getting thugs that could buy the Beatles pub. That's what I really call copping white, re-ing up.
That was Nas with Thun and Mike and Quincy. Those songs are available on all streaming platforms. Yeah, so this is the 100th episode. When I started this, I really did it to engage my fans, you know, the rap audience, because I am a rap artist. I really wanted to engage my fans, my audience. You know, the pandemic created a barrier, and, you know, I just wanted to find a way to stay more in tune with them as opposed to just tweeting every day. There's nothing wrong with Twitter or tweeting, but I really wanted to engage my audience and I wanted to gain some new fans in the process. And podcasting, it allowed me to be creative every week. It was a lot of fun, you know? I found out a lot of things about myself from podcasting. Like, I really didn't think that as many people that tap in and listen to the show, I never thought that people would be checking from me everywhere, but I appreciate it. You know, every week, podcasting has allowed me or allows me to get creative and tap in to a little bit of everything that music can't do. Like with an album, for example, it's only 14 songs. You're getting almost maybe 52 minutes out of me for maybe to the next year or something. With podcasting, you get about 45 minutes to hear what I gotta say. Or, you know, get the message, get what's going on a weekly basis. And that was just, you know, just doing the next thing. What I'm gonna do this week? What I'm gonna do next week? You know, it was just like, man, it was just a big change that I like, you know? So that's why I stuck with it. The feedback that I get or got from the podcast is so humbling. I'm not going to read, you know, what some of the listeners say, but you could go ahead and go on Apple Podcasts or check any type of reviews and see what people think about the podcast in its entirety. But yeah, podcasting, something new to me, and I fell in love with it. You know, music is my first love, and, you know, other than my wife and kids and family, podcasting, I love it. I try to put love into it every week with different concepts, different ideas. It's just a big canvas to be creative and express yourself to the world in different ways. whether it's creating awareness, whether it's helping people, whether it's playing music to change somebody's day, whether it's some gems that I drop to help people in their everyday life with some type of business or just general conversation, just kicking it, you know? One thing about podcasting that I faced early was a lot of obstacles in podcasting. You know, I didn't know how I would be able to record with people. I was having a couple of technical difficulties, but thanks to the good podcast community and people that I consider genuine friends in my life, you know, they walked me through a lot of the issues that I was having to put me on the right path, and I appreciate that. You know, whether it's some type of marketing, whether it's something about editing, whether it's something about promotion, whether it's something about artwork, any time that somebody took out to help me, whether it was big or small, a minute, 30 seconds, you know, a conversation, I really appreciate that, because those conversations allow me to grasp and take everything in so I could package up and convey the message that my listeners need to hear every week, and I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. I met a lot of podcasters on my journey, and it's been nothing but love, you know? And I appreciate all the podcasters embracing me, schooling me, sending me to the store. You know, I feel like I pay my dues in podcasting, and to everybody who been doing podcasting longer than me, who's helped me, who put me up on some type of game about podcasting, it's nothing but love. It's nothing but love. And I really couldn't get to this point where I am without y'all. So, a couple of things that I need to touch on for this being my 100th episode. And I titled it 100 because, one, it's the 100th episode. Two, I try to keep it real and be the same all the time. It's easy to be yourself. And my neighborhood is called the Wild Hundreds, and I actually got a song called the Wild Hundreds. That's crazy. But yeah, podcasting takes a lot of planning, being consistent. I knew some of these things when I was coming in, and anything that's worth having, anything that's worth being a success, is not going to be easy. Nobody sees the work that you put in behind closed doors. Nobody sees that. You know, they just see the finished product and might assume this or assume that. And a lot of times, you know, that's not what it is. But one thing that we can all agree on is the work you put in is what you'll get out. It's what you'll get back. Dreams don't work if you don't work. It's just simple as that. It's not like I dreamed of being a podcaster, but I'm glad to be a podcaster. I'm grateful that I met some of the dopest podcasters that I feel that can't nobody touch them, you know? It's good to be in great company, you know? And I don't have a problem giving nobody they props, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, Wolf Pussy Monologues. dope. Too Much Game, dope. West Virginia Commonplace, dope. Frocast, dope. She Gets Hip Hop, dope. Lost Speaks is a good podcast. Cognac Room, dope. Mind Triggers, dope. It's so many, too many to name. Mama Life, dope. And the reason why I'm saying all of these podcasts are so dope, every podcast is different. Every podcast is different. When you pull up to somebody's show, you're not getting a burger and fries when you pull up to that motherfucker. You getting what they selling. And what they selling is the very best at what they do. We all try to be the very best at what we do. And I think that we succeed at that. It's no competition. It's no competition in podcasting. When you get on that mic, if you got a guest, your job is to make your guest the star. Shout out to Conversations with Lamp, because he always says that, and I agree with that 100%. Your job is to make your guest the star. Let them talk about what's going on. Let them educate the people about the expertise that they have to offer to your platform. You know? I watch other shows, I listen to other shows, and it just make me more motivated to go back and tighten up my show, work on my show. You know, I love podcasting. You know, I love a lot of people in the podcasting game. I found a lot of friends in the podcasting game. I didn't expect them to be my friends. You know, I ain't know he was gonna be tight and cool, but you know, real recognize real, and I appreciate everybody who putting in work with the podcasting. And it's nothing but love. You know, it's no competition. My only competition is me. That's it. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasters. But, you know, I'm talking about the brown podcasters, the people that look like me, the people who understand my struggle, understand my journey. You know, I try to convey that message to the people who listen to this podcast every week. I try to educate them on hip hop. I try to educate people on a lot of stuff that go on in the music business. I just try to give them, you know, bits and pieces of me every week. And I'm just grateful that people are receptive to receive what I'm putting out. I just want everybody to know that it's from the heart. You know, as creators, we all get inspired to do different things. You know, I can't do what another show do. Like, I'm not funny. I'm funny in my own right, but I can't do comedy. You know what I'm saying? My show is about hip hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurs. You know, I did the Hey Rah Rah because, you know, I look like my pops. I miss my pops. And sometimes I like to reflect on moments that I shared with my pops. You know, it's a lot of dope podcasts out there, you know. It's good to be in great company, but doing 100 episodes, initially, it wasn't easy. You know, if I could give a podcaster, an up-and-coming podcaster, any type of advice, first of all, let me start by saying that I appreciate all the advice that was given to me. I appreciate everybody that helped me, everybody that gave me some game. But if you're an up-and-coming podcaster out there, the main thing is be yourself, be consistent, and do what works for you. I would record 6 episodes ahead of time before I drop my first episode, so that way you won't get burnt out. You'll have episodes in a stash, and you will be able to give the listeners fresh content all the time, because you won't be picking for straws, because you prepared. You know, that's what I would honestly do. I have 6 episodes in the stash, and I try to go on at least 6 shows, if possible. You know, I'll be humble, I'll reach out to people, and I'll ask them, could I come on their show? Like, for example, and shout out to the Cool Out Corner, the first podcast that I, my fault, the second podcast that I was ever on. The first podcast that I was on was Bet the House. I was on that show, and I appreciate everything that they did to help me as far as this podcasting. I just want to say that, you know, I don't have no ill will or malice towards nobody, but I write these episodes. I tap in to pieces of me every week, and I respect people that respect me. Simple and plain. I got love for all the podcasters. I respect everybody as a man, until you show me otherwise. And then, you know, it is what it is. But I'm a good person. I appreciate all the good people that helped me. I wish nothing but love and success to everybody. I appreciate all my listeners. I appreciate everybody who helped me out with this episode. It was no way that I could do it without y'all. Whether it's input, whether it's knowledge on what you did for your first episode, or even if I reach back for information on a daily basis. So, this has been another episode of Ride Us Live. Peace.
Rodas en vivo, felicitaciones en tu episodio 100. Yay!
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Shan, from shanbepodden.com. Shanbepodden on IG, TikTok, all of that. Cozy Moon Podcast, She Gets a Podcast, The Real Relationship Report Podcast, Lama Stereo, and So What Patreon Be. Anyway, I am here to give some what throat to Rada's podcast, okay? Because he's been on the mic giving us what we need to hear all year. And 2022 has came and went, but what we learn when people podcast like this is vital. Vital to the understanding of culture, vital to the understanding of people, vital to the understanding of how to take care of yourself. So I just want to thank you for spitting what you spit on this mic, giving us content, and giving people who appreciate true culture, true hip-hop, genuineness in society, something to think about. Thank you. Thank you so much. Peace.
Yo, shout out to Rodis and Rodis Live on this 100th episode. Y'all know what's up.
What's going on? It's Jay from the Mind Trickers Podcast. I want to say a big congratulations to my man Rodis on his 100th episode. Keep pushing it, King. And you definitely know you got the support from Mind Triggers.
Hey, yo, this is Money Clip, a.k.a. Clip, VA to Chi-Town. Yo, Rodas, check it, man. I'm proud of you, brother. Congratulations on your 100th episode. Keep going. Keep it moving. I've been with you from the beginning. You always kept it real. 100, brother.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day. Y'all know me as one half of the Frocast, but I came to show love to Rodas today on the milestone of 100 episodes, man. Shout out to you, Rodas, man. Stay consistent, stay with the good content, and keep dropping shit that people want to listen to, man. Yo, salute to you again. Congratulations, and you're a real podcaster now, baby.
Radus, a gratulujemy z okazji setnej edycji programu
i życzymy powodzenia.